Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, as we go into your word that you open it up to us, Father God, and you let it come out clearly, Father God, so as for us to hear, take hold of, and apply in our lives. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Psalm 100, and it's verses 1 to 3.
A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord is God. It's you who made us. We know that. We know that this God is also our Father, Big Brother, Holy Spirit, very much like a mother watching over us, leading us into the understanding of the goodness of the family and what's available in the family. And he made us. So he knows exactly. I love that scripture. We are his workmanship. So we've made in a certain way. And he goes on to say, for good works laid out there for us. And then it takes it further. And he says, we are his people. And then he explains his people. He's calling his people the sheep of his pastures. So it's just so wonderful to know, you know, these are all things we need to understand. You know, we need to know that the Lord, he is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they hold all authority, and we need to know, we are their people. We are family. Jesus himself says he's not ashamed to call us brethren. It's so beautiful, because he goes on to say, because we are all of one source. And then he says that as his people, we are his sheep of his pasture. And something that's just opened up to me is just so beautiful. In Matthew 25, 31, you go on there, and it talks about that when the Son of Man, as Jesus, comes in his glory and with his angels, and he gathers the nations before him, and then he separates the people one from another, and he separates the sheep from the goats. And he places the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the destiny, the purpose that God had for his people, his sheep, the ones that he called out, we'll go into that now. They got a determined portion, inheritance, and he says, there it's yours, partaking of the fullness of it now. And then he says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you came to me. And they say, but oh, we never done this to you. And then he says, you've done it to the least of them. You've done it to me. And then we know the story. The goats never done this, you know. So this is such an eye opener. I've just never seen it like this before. So before you come to the glorious throne or the final judgment, whatever they call it, it needs to be you are either a goat or a sheep. And the way that we become sheep is in John chapter 10. He comes to the sheep, he comes to the gate, and he calls us out. And because we know his voice, and we hear, and we come and we follow, and then he leads us and goes before us, and we listen to him because we know his voice. So it's just so important, guys, that as his sheep, we are his ecclesia. And that's a word that is used there. And that is a word that the Romans, it was a Roman word. And when they would come to take over a city or a kingdom, they would look for people that were sympathetic to their cause. And then those people they would take out. And then those people they would teach and they would lead according to the kingdom of Rome. And then those people were known as ecclesia, the called out ones. And that is who we are. We are the church called out by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to know them so as to do the purposes that are laid out for our lives according to their will, according to their kingdom. So this is so beautiful, guys. If we think about it now, it will, not needs to, it will include being caring for the hungry, the sick, caring for those, giving those the poor water and visiting people in prison. Five things. Let me just see if I can remember them. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I needed. I. What was I was? I was thirsty and you gave me.
Naked.
I was naked and you gave me clothed me, and I was sick.
And in prison.
And you visit me and I was in prison. So it's so wonderful to see you guys. We've got to have a heart for the poor. If we haven't, then there's, we just got to stir up or ask the Lord to help us, to lead us there, because that's the bottom line. You're either a sheep or a goat, and we don't want to be goats. We are sheep. Amen. So be encouraged this morning to know you've got a good calling, and that calling has been laid out for you, and that calling is also having a heart for the poor. I think of the scripture that says, he who gives to the poor gives to the Lord, and the Lord repays. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we, your sheep of your pasture, to listen to your voice and to be led by you to make a difference. Like sheep, listen to our God, walk with our God, and do the good works that has been laid out for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I mean.